عن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: والذي نفسي بيده لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر وليوشكن الله أن يبعث عليكم عقابا منه ثم تدعونه فلا يستجاب لكم. رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by that being in whose hand my life is, you should command good, you should enjoin good, and forbid evil. And forbid evil means, as we mentioned, those three stages. A person should forbid firstly with his hands, then if he can't, with his tongue, and then at least he should feel bad in his heart, he should make dua, he should make tasarruf from his qalb, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the conditions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O la yushikan Allahu, otherwise a time will come upon you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an azab upon you, such an azab that you will make dua to him, Allah Pak won't answer the dua of yours. Fala yustajabu lakum, it will not be answered. So yeah, it shows how important it is a person should be concerned about the environment that he's living in. Where he can make a change, then he should make a change. We also explain that it becomes wajib where a person knows that the people under him will listen to him, he has that type of authority, then he should necessarily speak out against what is wrong. If he doesn't have the authority, and he still has a feeling that there will be people that will listen, there is a chance that it becomes mustahab, preferable for him to speak in that situation. Or when where he feels it will have adverse effects, then in that situation it is better for him maybe to use and employ some other alternative, some other ways with hikmat, with wisdom, to try and get the message across. The next hadith, an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, afdalu al-jihadi kalimatu adlin inda sultanin jairin. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi. The following hadith is almost the same, so we'll just read it. An Abi Abdullah al-Tariq ibn Shihab al-Bajali radiallahu anhu, anna rajula al-Sal Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa qad wada alijlahu fil gharzi. Sahabi says that a person asked Rasul, whilst his foot was already in the stirrup, meaning he was already mounting the animal, he had his foot in the stirrup, and then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyul jihadi afdal, that which jihad is the most virtuous. Sahaba were genuine, that whilst jumping on, now he wanted to know what the best he could do. As far as deen was concerned, they always wanted to do the best. When it came for dunya, they were not so concerned. But now he knew that he was willing to give his life, so he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this occasion, putting his leg in the stirrup already, that which jihad is the best that I can do. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kalimatu haqqin inda sultanin jairin, that it is speaking a true word by or in front of a ruler that is oppressive. The hadith we read before, the same similar, sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu, sahabi reports of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the best of jihad is a true word, a word of truth in front of an oppressive ruler. Now somebody might ask or wonder that going out in battle, that seems to be the highest form of jihad. What is meant by speaking a true word in front of an oppressive ruler? Ulama give a few explanations for this, that when a person goes out in battle, there is a chance that he may be successful, he may not be successful. There is that possibility that he'll come back with some booty, with some spoils of war, or it is also the possibility that he may pass away. But it's uncertain exactly what the outcome will be. But when a person is going to speak to an oppressive ruler, and when we think of oppressive rulers, we shouldn't just think about the people of our time. Look at the oppressive rulers of the past. They were very, very, very hard people. A person like Firaun, he commanded that all the male offspring of the Bani Israel, small babies, all of them be killed. So for them to make a statement or to get people, a person to be killed, anybody speaking out against them, was a small thing. Or to get them to be thrown into boiling water, like the Sahaba Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu anhu, we did that Waqiyah incident before, thrown in a boiling cauldron, and the other Sahaba the time of the Bani Israel, where a woman would be, a child would be thrown into the oil, boiling oil, so or if people to be, that study we did of Ashabul Ukhdud, trenches were dug up, fires were put into the trench, and the people were thrown into the fire. So these sort of things was very, very common in that time. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person who is going in front of an oppressive ruler, it is chance and the likelihood of him being suppressed or him being punished or even killed is much higher than the likelihood of the person that is going in battle. Therefore, the reward is afdalul jihad. This is the best form of jihad. One other explanation ulama give is that the results of speaking to an oppressive ruler, the results are much more far-reaching than one person just combating somebody else in a battle, maybe killing him and putting him away. But the result of a person who speaks to a ruler will flow down to all the people that are under the ruler, and eventually the benefits of what his speech was will flow to the public. So based on the benefits, therefore the reward is the highest form of jihad. The third explanation ulama give is that this requires a very high level of iman. Not everyone can go in front of the ruler and just speak what is right, speak the truth and explain and put the case forward, or even sometimes to speak directly against the leader. Not everyone can do it. It's with a person with very high level of iman. So based on the level of iman, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that this is the afdalul jihad, the most virtuous of jihad. When it comes to speaking truth, even at a business level, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions at-tajiru as-saduqul amin ma'an nabiyyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada. That tajir, that trader, who is two things, two qualities he has. He is saduq. Saduq means he's extremely truthful. Amin means he's amanadar. People leave their money with him, or he gives people his word. When he deals, he's very trustworthy. So one is he's honest as far as his speech is concerned. The other, in terms of his actions and the way he conducts himself, he's very, very trustworthy. So a trader who has these two qualities, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that on the day of Qiyamah, he will be with the Anbiya alayhi salam. Such a high rank he'll get. Was-siddiqeen, was-shuhada. And he will be with those people that are extremely truthful. And he will be given the reward of being with the shuhada, the martyrs, those people that had passed away, either in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or have been given the rank of shuhada. So he will be with these people merely because he was very honest and very trustworthy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us this quality of being honest and trustworthy. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.